Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Jesus sought out others. And he did that in all the areas that we can think of, and even the areas we talk about today, but beyond that. And we have discovered that without the Rhema of God, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But with the Rhema of God, we know that it is a word from heaven that overthrows your darkness. Now we're going to talk about the instruction that Jesus gave to the man who was tormented with demons. And this is from Luke, the 6th chapter, the 26th through the 40th verse. And it says that Jesus arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which was over against Galilee. And there was a man in that land who had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell before him with a loud voice, said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech you, torment me not." For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound in chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven out of the devil in the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought Jesus that he would not command them to go into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter to them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake. And they were choked. When they had fed them, saw what was done, they fled, and they went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. What we see here is that there is authority in Jesus' instruction that he did go about healing those who were pressed of the devil. And not only do we seek him, but he was seeking others out. In this case, this man lived in the tombs. The enemy had him so bound that they were speaking for him. He could not even speak for himself. But when Jesus had compassion on that man and says that I'm not going to allow that demon and all those demons to exercise dominion against you, Jesus' word was so powerful that it could not be refuted. Here's the enemy trying to beg for where he wanted to go and where he didn't want to go. But Jesus knew one thing, that he couldn't stay in that man. And that man was fully free after all those years, to the point that the man's life was so changed. He wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, "No, you stay here in the country, in your own country." And what happened to the man? He went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him, because his life had changed so tremendously by the love and the compassion, and because Jesus sought him out. So what about you today? You may be thinking, well, I don't have all those demons, and I'm not living in the tombs, and I'm not walking around unclothed. But Jesus is saying, whatever your condition is in, I'm going to change your position. And I say to you, all you need to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he will make you fully free. Why don't you say this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. I know that Jesus' blood covers everything that I need. So I ask you to come into my heart and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me of every sin. And now I know that I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion today, where the theme of our program is Jesus sought out others. You see that without the rhyme of words, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But with instruction in the rhema of God, you will discover that it is a word from heaven that overthrows any darkness. We're going to talk about the instruction that Jesus gave to the man who needed restoration. And this is taken from Luke, the 6th chapter, the 6th through the 9th through the 11th verses. And it came to pass, there was another Sabbath, and Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it?" And looking around about upon them all, he said to the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." And he did. And his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Don't let anyone stop your healing. Jesus is giving you an instruction because he wants you to be healed, whole, delivered, set free, fully free indeed. So in the midst of opposition, in the midst of oppression, you be faithful to obey every word that comes out of Jesus' mouth. I will be right back after this message from my sponsor. Please plan to stay tuned for the conclusion of our program today. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for our conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Jesus sought out others. Without the rhema word, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But with the rhema, it becomes a word from heaven that overthrows your darkness. When Jesus sought the people out that we're speaking of today, it was to free them from oppression. It was to let them know they were fully free. And don't let anyone entangle them, any bondage, to keep them in a place where they're living in a cramped space. This last instruction that Jesus gave, it was to the dead. In Luke, the 7th chapter, in the 11th through the 17th verses, it says, "And it came to pass the day after that he went to the city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother." Oh, that's letting you know there's nothing is so impossible that there's not a miracle working touch of the power of God. It's showing that Jesus holds up everything by the word of his power. So everything that you might need today can be covered by what Jesus can do, will do, has done. Just remember this, that the instructions that Jesus gives, they may seem illogical, but in reality, it carries the weight for you to receive the impossible. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.